Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome back to Season 8 of our Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, where we unravel the intricate dance between consumer behavior and the marketing universe. This season, our spotlight is firmly fixed on the foundational pillars of marketing, the elusive four Ps. Prepare to delve into the psychological intricacies behind product, price, place, and promotion as we navigate the landscape of decision-making biases, pricing illusions, and strategic promotional maneuvers. This isn't just marketing theory, it's a journey into the minds of consumers and the art of influencing their choices. So fasten your seatbelts for a season loaded with intriguing insights where behavioral economics meets the heart of marketing strategy. In this episode, we are considering time discounting and dynamic pricing strategies for addressing consumer impatience. In a world where time is a precious commodity, consumer impatience has become a driving force shaping purchasing decisions. Drawing from the wisdom of the Christian Bible, Matthew 6:21 aptly reminds us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." This biblical insight resonates with the modern reality that how individuals allocate their resources, including time and money, reflects their true priorities. Understanding the principles of time discounting, where individuals place higher value on immediate rewards over future gains, opens the door to dynamic pricing strategies that align with these temporal preferences. This episode delves into the psychology of time and explores actionable strategies businesses can employ to address consumer impatience through dynamic pricing. So let's jump in with a definition of time discounting. Time discounting refers to the psychological phenomenon where individuals place a higher value on immediate rewards compared to future rewards, also known as temporal discounting or time preference. This concept is rooted in behavioral economics and decision theory. It suggests that people tend to assign a lesser value to rewards or outcomes that are delayed in time, even if the objective magnitude of those rewards remains constant. The academic understanding of time discounting recognizes that individuals exhibit a tendency to prefer smaller, more immediate gains over larger, delayed gains. This temporal inconsistency in decision-making can have significant implications for various fields, including economics, psychology, and public policy. Researchers often use discount functions to model how individuals make choices involving trade-offs between present and future outcomes, providing insights into decision patterns and preferences over time. The study of time discounting contributes to a broader understanding of human behavior, particularly regarding intertemporal decision-making and the factors that influence choices over time. In other words, time discounting is a behavioral concept where individuals exhibit a preference for immediate rewards over larger, delayed rewards. It reflects the tendency to assign a lower value to outcomes that are temporarily distant, a phenomenon observed in decision-making and economic behavior. One of the famous examples of time discounting comes from the field of economics and decision-making, and it's often referred to as the Marshmallow Experiment. Conducted by psychologists Walter Mischel in the late 1960s and early 1970s, the experiment involved offering a child a choice between one small reward, like a marshmallow, provided immediately, or two small rewards if they waited for a short period of time, approximately 15 minutes. While the experimenter stepped out of the room, the study aimed to observe how children approached delayed gratification. The results showed that some children could resist the temptation and wait for the larger reward, while others succumbed to the immediate satisfaction. This experiment became a classic illustration of time discounting, demonstrating the variability in individuals' ability to delay gratification and showcasing the different strategies people use in making intertemporal decision choices. The ability to wait for a larger reward in the future was linked to various life outcomes, emphasizing the importance of understanding time discounting in the broader context of decision making. A common example of time discounting is the use of limited time offers or flash sales. Retailers often leverage the principle of time discounting to encourage consumers to make immediate purchase decisions rather than waiting. So let's give an example of a limited time discount, and let's say an online clothing store announces a 24-hour flash sale where customers can enjoy a significant discount on selected items, but the offer is only valid for one day. By creating a sense of urgency with a limited time frame, the retailer taps into the time discounting behavior of consumers. In this scenario, customers are more likely to make a purchase during the flash sale because they perceive the immediate discount as more valuable than waiting and potentially missing out on the reduced prices. The urgency created by the time-limited nature of the offer exploits the tendency of individuals to place a higher value on immediate rewards. This marketing strategy not only stimulates immediate sales but also encourages customer loyalty by conditioning them to act promptly in response to time-sensitive promotions. It's practical application of time discounting principles within the realm of marketing and consumer behavior. So let's apply this to marketing with time discounting and dynamic pricing strategies for addressing consumer impatience. And let's start with a definition of dynamic pricing. So what is dynamic pricing? Dynamic pricing is a strategic approach where businesses adjust their product or service prices based on real-time demand, market conditions, and various external factors. Unlike fixed pricing models, dynamic pricing allows companies to be agile in responding to fluctuations in supply, demand, or competitor actions. In dynamic pricing models, algorithms analyze data such as consumer behavior, competitor pricing, and market trends to determine optimal price points. This real-time adjustment empowers businesses to stay competitive, maximize revenue, and meet the immediate needs and urgency craved by today's consumers. To adapt their pricing strategies effectively, businesses can invest in sophisticated pricing software, employ data analytics to gain insights into market dynamics, and continuously monitor customer preferences. By embracing dynamic pricing, businesses can not only cater to the impatience of modern consumers, but also enhance competitiveness in fast-paced markets, ensuring they remain responsive and relevant in the ever-evolving business landscape. Here are a few ways that businesses could use dynamic pricing to address consumer impatience. 1. Real-time discounts. Adjust prices dynamically to offer real-time discounts during periods of lower demand or to quickly respond to competitor promotions. 2. Flash sales and limited-time offers. Implement short-term, time-sensitive promotions to tap into customers' urgency and drive immediate purchases. 3. Peak hour pricing. Increase prices during peak hours or high demand price periods, optimizing revenue during times when consumer impatience can lead to higher willingness to pay. 4. Personalized discounts. Use dynamic pricing algorithms to offer personalized discounts based on individual customer behavior, enhancing the sense of exclusivity and immediacy. 5. Inventory clearance pricing. Dynamically reduce prices for excess or aging inventory to prompt quick sales and prevent stockpiling. 6. Geographic pricing. Adjust prices based on geographic location, considering factors like local demand, competition, and regional economic conditions. 7. Event-driven pricing. Tailor pricing in response to external events such as holidays, festivals, or industry-specific occurrences, aligning with heightened consumer activity. 8. Demand-based tiered pricing. Implement tiered pricing structures that dynamically adjust based on demand levels, encouraging consumers to choose less congested or off-peak options. 9. Abandoned cart discounts. Use dynamic pricing to offer discounts on items left in online shopping carts, addressing consumer hesitations and prompting immediate conversions. 10. Seasonal pricing adjustments. Modify prices dynamically to align with seasonal trends, ensuring competitiveness and catering to seasonal fluctuations in consumer impatience. 11. Weather-driven pricing adjusts pricing based on weather conditions, offering promotions on relevant products during adverse weather or high demand periods. 12. Membership or loyalty program benefits utilize dynamic pricing to provide exclusive discounts or benefits for members or loyal customers, fostering a sense of immediacy and rewards. 13. Early bird discounts introduce dynamic pricing for early bird customers, encouraging swift action and securing commitment well in advance. 14. Dynamic bundle pricing create dynamic bundles with varying pricing options based on consumer preferences, enticing them to make immediate decisions for added value. 15. Dynamic subscription pricing. Implement dynamic pricing for subscription models, adjusting fees based on usage patterns or current market conditions, providing flexibility and value for subscribers. By employing these dynamic pricing strategies, businesses can not only address consumer impatience, but also optimize revenue, enhance customer satisfaction, and stay competitive in today's fast-paced markets. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. As businesses navigate the ever-evolving landscape of consumer impatience, understanding the interplay between time discounting and dynamic pricing becomes a strategic imperative. By aligning pricing strategies with the innate temporal preferences of consumers, businesses can not only meet expectations but also leverage impatience as a driving force for sustained success in the dynamic marketplace. This episode serves as a guide for businesses seeking to harness the power of time discounting and dynamic pricing for a competitive edge in the age of instant gratification. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.